This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. 70% of Coloradans 18 and older have now received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. That means Colorado has met President Biden's 4th of July national goal of getting 70% of adults in the U.S. vaccinated. However, the country overall will fall just short of that goal. Governor Polis called the achievement a testament to Colorado's resilience in the fight against the coronavirus. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert has introduced a bill that she says could help prevent catastrophic wildfires. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert's proposal would fund the removal of dead trees killed by the bark beetle and would reform the litigation process used by some groups to stop forest thinning. It also includes provisions some Democrats have embraced in their own bills. So far, Boebert's bill has only Republican support in Congress. Some locals in Colorado are also backing it, including county commissioners in Jackson and Rio Blanco counties and some state motorized vehicle groups. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An anonymous rancher has donated $1 million to help fund wolf research at Colorado State University. The money will go to the school's Center for Human-Carnivore Coexistence, which studies how to reduce conflicts with predators. It'll also help fund new projects and staff after Colorado voters narrowly approved wolf reintroduction last year. The center is currently looking into how to best gather public input before the state releases any wolves. Highs in the low 90s for the Front Range today. Thunderstorms possible later. This is CPR News.